Keith Gartland, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you very much, Woody. Good to see you again.
It's been a long time.
Yep, 49 or 50 years at least. That's a long time.
It's a long time. We're both graduates of the 1960 class of St. Joe Prep.
Right.
It was a great school.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
I've enjoyed visiting with some of our classmates doing when we're doing these programs that are airing the week prior to the reunion in June, late June.
Okay.
And I was talking with Brother Giles the other day.
Oh, yeah. And how's he doing?
He's older than we are.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think he's in a wheelchair, and he's had some tough times, and I think he's maybe on some oxygen.
Okay.
He's going to try to get to the reunion.
That'd be great. He was always one of my favorite brothers.
I think he was almost everybody's favorite.
I think he
brother,
was. He was just a cool guy.
He was, and he and I were talking, and he's from Peabody, Massachusetts.
And Yankee.
Yes, way Yankee. You know, I went to the seminary the year after St. Joe Prep.
Right, I remember
that.
I
talked my way into that one and then got out of it really quick after a year. But I think I picked up a Boston accent from Brother Giles because I had it at the end of that term.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, then I let it go, I guess, really.
Yeah, I used
quick.
To deal with several customers up in the New England area.
And did you?
It's easy to pick up.
What did you do? What have you done after? What did you do after graduation?
Well, actually, before we graduated, I started working for Conway Motor Company over here on the Court Square in the parts department. And believe it or not, I've been in the Ford parts business, or the parts business, for ever since. And I worked there for 5 or 6 years, and I went to a company in Louisville called Hesco Parts Corporation, which was a Ford authorized remanufacturer. Started out as a driver salesman, and the last 17 years, I was the national sales manager.
Really?
There, and worked for the company for 43 years, and was a privately owned company, nicest family.
Who were the owners?
Mr. Clyde Enser Sr. and his sons.
I remember the Ensers from Louisville. I was with the Chamber of Commerce for a while.
Okay.
And got to know quite a few people in Louisville.
Yeah, he was big in the Baptist hospital systems in the state of Kentucky. He yeah. Very generous man.
Yeah.
He treated me better than his sons. No, he treated me pretty well.
So you drove every day?
Every day.
Really?
Thank goodness the company furnished me a car and expenses. So
oh, my gosh.
I had it made. I didn't go to college. Wished I had it several times, but I was happy with what I was doing. Evidently, I'd done okay. They kept
sounds
me a long
like
time.
You did. Sounds like you did. When did you retire?
July 31st of 08, almost 2 years ago.
Okay. And now what are you doing?
Whatever my wife wants me to do. We've been married, next week will be 49 years.
Doesn't she slash you have a shop here in town?
Yes, sir. We have Gartland's Art Sales that we started July the 5th, 1974. And we're at 105 West Flagey. She stays pretty busy.
Yes.
And she really enjoys what she's doing, and I enjoy doing what she wants me to do. In between golf games.
There we go.
Yeah.
The growing up in Bardstown, you know, we didn't realize at the time that it was a unique experience. Today, I think we really realize growing up in a small town is just about the best thing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. My boss, before he gave me a company car, he said, Keith, why don't you move to Louisville? I said, no, I was born in Bardstown, I live in Bardstown, and I'm going to die in Bardstown. And he looked at me and grinned. He said, I don't blame you. Here's keys to the car.
That's really wonderful. What are your memories of St. Joe Prep?
Well, I remember somebody, and I'm probably you, that blew the lab up in chemistry class.
I did it one time. I remember doing it. Yeah. I remember blowing up something and pulling a hole in my jacket and making a big racket.
I remember Brother Hugo saying, you know, just sit there, don't do anything, I'll give everybody a passing grade. That suited me fine because I didn't like chemistry anyway.
You didn't? Oh.
And I really liked Brother Gary and Brother Giles.
Yes.
Brother Gary was Latin.
Oh, yes, he was.
Brother Giles was
French.
French, that's right, French. I'd forgotten.
And they all had a hand in sports.
Yes, they did.
Did you play any sports? I don't recall.
No, I got a little story on that one. I dressed out for football one year. And
what was that, wasn't your freshman year?
No, I think it was my sophomore year.
Okay.
I dressed out for football. My dad shows up. He said, you know, you probably shouldn't play football. You got a heart murmur from rheumatic fever. So I said, okay. So I took my uniform off, and we went home and hauled hay all afternoon. I'm still trying to figure that one out after 54 years.
Well, he was a pretty smart man.
Yeah, I guess he was. You know, the older I get, the smarter he gets.
Quite a few farmers around Barstown.
Oh, yeah.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
Joe Filiatro.
Yeah, Barstown, Springfield.
Springfield. Remember the Mayors and the Wolfs?
Oh, yeah, and Spaulding's.
Spaulding's,
right.
Yes.
That's where I was born, down around those folks.
Where was that? What part of
Cox's
town?
Creek.
Cox's Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we recall this memory earlier in one of the programs that maybe it was could have been our junior year, but I know the senior year, the Mayors and the Wolves all drove into town. The Wolfs all drove into town on their little Cushman motor scooters.
Oh,
I
don't remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, and Charlie Hayden would drive the bus with the boys.
Springfield,
yeah. And Lebanon, and he and I agreed that nobody would be allowed to do that today when you were 17 or 18 years old.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to Bill Rudd day before yesterday, and he said he just had lunch with or breakfast with Perry Carrico.
Yes, Perry was on the program earlier in the week.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Yeah, he was looking good. He was one of our better golfers.
Yeah, he was good at all sports.
Yes, he was.
You know, he's a quarterback.
Well, he wasn't very good at track, because when he went out for track, it just didn't work. And it might have been Brother Stock at the time said, you know, I think there's a better sport for you. So he went over and played football and basketball.
Yeah, he was
golf.
good at football. I remember that.
Yeah, Brother Giles, who we hope will be at the event, the reunion this weekend, will... remembers Perry because he coached Perry.
I guess he did, yeah.
In golf.
Yeah.
And everything. So.
Well, that's good. Well, I haven't seen Charlie either since our last reunion.
Well, we all look different.
No doubt. Bigger, wider, grayer.
Grayer. Joe Filiatro was showing me he had his dad's hairline.
Yeah.
Which was less hair than he started out with.
Right. I see Joe occasionally.
Yeah. You know, it's special coming back. I mean, you've been here all these years. Have you maintained friendships with some of our classmates?
A few of them, but not as much as what you'd think. There's three or four that I stay in contact with. Don Parrish,
yes,
being one of them.
Sure.
Philip Spaulding occasionally, and Miles Durbin. And I can't think of his name. Ernie Coombs.
Yes.
Not Ernie, but Ernie's brother. Ernie's passed away.
Yeah. Well, no, Ernie was here the other day.
Was it Ernie? Okay, maybe it's his brother passed
yeah.
away. Okay.
His ghost was here.
Maybe I got
all dressed in
I got
his
it
blue
backwards.
Outfit.
Okay.
So many of us were so close, you know. And I wrote Pat Baldrick asking him to do an interview, and he declined. And I said because we used to sit next to each other in class, and we would, I think we designed the cover for the yearbook in one of those classes, drawing classes, and it's nice to recall these memories and these old friendships.
Oh, yeah. Now, Pat was from Lebanon, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Is he still over there?
He's down in, I think he's in Florida. Remember Mike Day?
Oh, yeah.
Mike's up in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And Pat is, I'm sorry, I don't have the piece of paper right in front of me.
What year did the school close? Was it 68?
It was 68.
Yeah, I had a brother, younger brother, graduated in 64 from there, and he's now president of some insurance company up in Columbus, Ohio.
Really? Well, where did he go to school after the prep?
I went to UK pharmacy school. He got out of there. He tied her to bark on a tree, you know, and he worked as a pharmacist for 2 years and went back to law school, got his law degree. And he went to Algona, Iowa, which is one of the coldest places in the world. He was the president of Druggist Mutual out there. And then to Columbus, Ohio, and he's president of a company up there.
Wow.
So he's done right well.
St. Joe Prep helped him.
Got him all the way through. He said the first year of college didn't have to do anything because he already learned it all at the prep.
Don Parrish was saying that he felt our education was equivalent to some college educations today, and it just helped us so much, and it taught us how to think, and it exposed us to so much that you normally wouldn't get in a small town.
Yeah, exactly. I can remember my freshman year in algebra, and we never had any algebra in grade school whatsoever. I can't remember who the teacher was at the first part of the year.
It wasn't Gary, was it?
No, it was somebody transplant or something. And anyway, I had almost failed the first marking period. He said, now, Keith, I'll give you a 70, but you have to get an 80 the next marking period. Well, then I think Brother Stock come in.
Yes, yeah, Brother Stock.
And that marking period, I got a 90.
Really?
Midterm exam, I got a 96. And I stayed above 90 for 2 years. I just couldn't grasp it with that particular teacher. But once they got me lined out, then it was extremely easy.
Yeah, it was a great education.
It really was.
Yeah. What would you like to talk about?
Oh, Lord, I don't know. I'm just looking forward to seeing everybody at the reunion. I hope we have a good turnout.
I think it'll be pretty good. I think some of the fellows are, one, we've lost a lot of classmates.
Yes.
I think we've lost 15, maybe.
There's
a large number out of 65 kids.
I was just getting ready to ask you how many was in the class, because
I
don't remember.
I thought there were 60, but then I was told the other day there were maybe 65.
Well, that's small as on today's standards.
I know. We had like probably an average of 20, 22 in a class, and we were broken down into three classes.
That's correct.
A, B, and C, and so on.
Right.
And we're having the reunion up at Cresso's.
Right.
Is that the way you pronounce it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how's the food?
It's pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah, pretty good. It's different, but it is very good. The service is good. Javad runs a good show there. He was a soccer coach for Bethlehem.
Really?
For years. I think he played pro soccer.
Really?
And he coached my oldest grandson, which got a big scholarship to Kentucky Wesleyan, and now they're looking maybe to try to get him to turn pro.
So, is he your size? Was he a big fellow?
He's about 6'2", about 220.
Yes.
And he plays goalie. He's very good. He won all the awards they had to give away last year, every one of them.
And it's all because his grandfather went to St. Joe Prep.
Absolutely.
In Bardstown, Kentucky.
Yeah. He couldn't add two and two until I talked to him.
There you go. How has the town changed over it's half a decade.
Yeah.
I mean, half a century.
I don't think it's changed a whole lot. It's modernized. You got everything a small town would want. You know, you got good shopping, good local owners. If I can buy something from a local vendor, then I will buy it versus a mass merchandiser.
Yes, yes, we
absolutely.
All will. We live in a small town near Paris, Kentucky, and that's exactly what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think you have to keep the local people healthy.
Yes, you do.
Absolutely.
You do, because it's,
you know, the Walmarts of the world and the Lowe's and all of the big ones, they're going to survive with or without us. You know, but these guys and gals can't.
Didn't you all used to live on the New Haven Road? Was that where you lived?
That's where I was raised.
Well, that's what I meant.
On New Haven Road. Yeah. And then we bought one of the old homes on Broadway and renovated it and
really?
Lived there for 30 years and just moved actually back in November. And we just thought we'd like something a little more modern, and so far we like it.
Yeah, we have a real old home built in 1820, the original part of the home, which was a log house.
Okay.
And it's there's always a lot to do. There's always...
Yeah, but it's worth it.
You can never get the heat costs down. You can't do it. We love it. We moved back to that part of the world because of the home.
Right.
Which brought us back to Kentucky.
Well, I was just over to the house this morning, and, you know, it kind of brings back a lot of memories when you walk in there. And it was built in 1840.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice home with a three-room brick cottage with a two-story building
really?
On the back.
Really? Wonderful.
Yeah, it's a nice piece of property.
And where do you all live now?
Out behind a new hospital in Miller Springs Estates.
Okay. I haven't been out there.
It's a new development, and we're right on the back end of it where nobody can build real close to us.
Do you keep up with at all about the education that continues in Bardstown and the schools in Bethlehem?
I'm more tied into Bethlehem than I am Bardstown. We end up donating some stuff to them, so.
Good.
Very, 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 stay in touch with me more than I stay in touch with them.
Education, you know, it's always been evident that education is the key to pretty
Absolutely.
Much everything, and a good grounding, a good base that you can get in some schools is just going to help you throughout your life.
Well, I think Bethlehem and St. Joe and St. Joe Parish, I think the big thing is the discipline and the rules and regulations, you know, not just let people dress like a bum, you know, and come to school. And, you know, they got regulations, and they make them stick to them. And I think it's a big help in life.
You know, I believe in uniforms.
I do, too.
You know, because, one, it's a whole lot less expensive,
mm-hmm.
and nobody's competing for the best dressed person. and you and I were introduced to coats and ties.
Absolutely. I didn't like that at all, but after I got used to it, it was great.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And I think I wore them all through college and certainly in the business world. Mm-hmm. So it made a difference.
I could never figure out how to tie a tie, but...
Well, there's always someone to help us.
Yeah, I had plenty of practice.
Okay. We will see you at the reunion this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Thanks so much for being with us.
Okay. Thank you, Woody.